This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We want to make sure that you're all safe and sound and snuggly, right? We do. We absolutely do. And we really appreciate your listenership. And of course, we're talking about a number of different things here today. Wanted to get to the talking to you about Reagan, A Time for Choosing. You know, Ronald Reagan, the great communicator. We haven't gotten to that yet. I mean, the script has been really full and changing. It's a dynamic place to be. But as usual, we have to get into the California scene here a little bit because it affects the rest of the nation. I know, I really appreciate everybody across the fruited plains and to the East Coast. And again, everywhere around the world that listens to Agenda 21 Radio. We have a lot of listeners that listen globally, which is neat because of Red State Talk Radio. Now, this is, what we're talking about here. We've got a situation brewing out here in California about the first state, the 51st state. It's going to be the 51st state. It is growing. It is developing. But, you know, the other part of it is that we've got a situation out here that's really, really brewing in terms of you're seeing the rise of the first dictator governor in our nation's history, a dictator, and pure dictator, and everybody's getting really concerned about it, shockingly concerned. So we're going to talk about that this hour, and we're going to talk about why you should never kneel and lie down. But then we have some of those people that are saying, oh, I want to do that. Yeah, and that's kind of interesting to see how that's going down. You know, this prostrating business, you know, that's kind of a thing. So now we have stories. I don't know how good this story is. Where is this story? Civilians wash feet of black or organizers. Ask for forgiveness. Okay, this is one that we've gotten here. It's from our citizen journalist, and we'll see how this one bears fruit. We'll get this one up for you. This is from the Daily Wire, but I'm going to move on to really the top story of the third hour here, which is really something. It's amazing what's happening out here in California. And I've basically been trying to tell you, but now here it is. It's absolutely here now. Okay, it's absolutely here now. And that is, of course, what is the reality check going on for New Californians and hence the rest of the nation. The rest of the nation. Yeah. The rest of the nation. Yeah, we've got all kinds of weird things happening out here in California. And, you know, it's interesting to watch the whole thing happening right before your very eyes. And, you know, you see it, you hear about it, you don't think much of it maybe, or you just kind of, you're in denial about it. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But it's not to be denied. It's absolutely not to be denied. Story that we posted this morning. You can go to a news feature on newcaliforniastate.com and pick up this story, the latest news. And this is it. The LAO, the Legislative Analyst Office, with California. Now, this is a nonpartisan office, and Assemblyman Kiley, Newsom's budget is power grab. That's the title of the article. You're going to be shocked about what I'm reading you now. This is a national shock therapy treatment. Zzz, zzz. Break out the paddles. Zzz, zzz. Clear. Boom. Right. One of those moments. It says, today, this is the article. Assemblyman Kevin Kiley wrote this article. Today, the nonpartisan legislative analyst sent lawmakers an urgent warning. Listen to this. This is nonpartisan, and they're good. I got to tell you. No, listen. If there's one good thing in California in their governmental system, it is actually the LAO. They're nonpartisan. Sometimes they swing a little bit partisan. Sometimes, most of the time, they're the only legitimate thing in the government in California, okay? And I know some of the characters down there, and they're characters. They're characters. But they will give you the honest truth about things. Today, the nonpartisan legislative analyst sent lawmakers an urgent warning. Gavin Newsom's budget is a power grab. And this is where the term usurping comes in the Constitution. And we said he's a usurper. The letter lists 13 separate ways the governor is trying to sideline legislative authority, quote, sideline legislative authority, unquote, and enlarge his own powers. Hello? $600 million to buy hotels for the homeless. $130 million to remake Medi-Cal. Millions to buy a new state park. And millions more to close a veterans home. Unchecked power to regulate businesses and shut down courts. The governor is also angling for total control over billions he hopes to get from Congress, the letter warns. Remember we were talking about what that squeeze play was? To get the Heroes Act passed, and who's in charge of that? Nancy Pelosi. Her nephew is Gavin Newsom. Shocking. Shocking. I mean, power in these two. Look at the power here. Pelosi and Newsom. At the same time, Governor Newsom just signed Executive Order N67-20, bypassing the legislature to change several more laws for November's elections. This is his 41st executive order since declaring a state of emergency on March 4th, perhaps hoping no one would notice. He posted the 40th order at 8 p.m. last Friday night, a sweeping edict that changes several more laws and extends previous orders. The governor's executive orders have now changed well over 200 California laws with the stroke of a pen. The decrees are not limited to health code, spanning, listen to this, they're not limited to the health code, they're spanning 17 different California codes of civil procedure, businesses and professions, corporations, elections, family, financial, government, labor, penal, public resources, revenue and taxation, unemployment, insurance, vehicle and welfare institution. It didn't touch education. Isn't that amazing? When we come back, more about the dictator in charge. He's turned into a full-fledged flaming dictator.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. We're talking about Gavin Newsom, Legislative Analyst Office. This is a quote. The governor is trying to, quote, sideline legislative authority and enlarge his own powers. $600 million to buy hotels, $130 million to remake Medi-Cal, millions to buy new state parks. The governor is also angling for total control over billions he hopes to get from Congress, the letter warns. He hopes to get the $3 trillion heroes money of a trillion to California. I got news to the governor, it ain't happening. But he's turning into a dictator. Well, excuse me, he is a dictator now. He has signed changed over 200 California laws with the stroke of a pen since the powers decree that he signed, and they can't stop him anymore. The legislative process has been hoodwinked in California. And so this Powers Act, by the way, is supposed to, normally they had that law up until 2015. They had that law in which it was to expire after 60 days. And, of course, they changed it in 2015. Shocking. I wonder why. Because maybe they knew about the COVID virus business and about their plan to destroy the United States of America. Of course they did. And, of course, it was all part of the plan. Because they said, oh, listen. No. We'll take the 60 days out and we'll give the governor unlimited time as governor to exert total power and control over the state. The only thing that can change it is, of course, the legislature. The governor's executive orders have now changed over 200 California laws. This is from Steve Frank, who actually brought this to my attention. The legislative analyst for California made it clear to the elected members of the legislature, the governor's budget is a power grab. He is using the budget to earn his real title, Supreme Leader. He has changed over 400 laws without legislative approval, signed over 400 no-bid contracts, and won't show them to the legislature. Will not show them to the legislature. It says here, today the nonpartisan legislative analyst sent lawmakers an urgent warning. Gavin Newsom's budget is a power grab. The letter lists 13 separate ways the governor is trying to sideline legislative authority. $600 million to buy hotels. We talked about that. Listen, power grab, it's here. He has complete authority. Yet the governor is in another affront to the constitutional rules of engagement, refuses to even discuss limits of his extraordinary power. This is from the editorial by Kevin Kiley. When I introduced ACR 196 to restore checks and balances, he falsely accused me of prematurely declaring an end to this ongoing crisis. This legislature did fight back against one power grab, at least, rejecting Governor Newsom's unconstitutional scheme to raid. Listen to this. Now we're talking about raiding. Isn't this exactly what we said would happen in New California? With the old California, there would be power grabs for cash. And listen, this is it. It says that we what they did is they rejected a scheme to raid $130 million in protected gas tax revenue. That's a positive step, but you know, too little, too late for the legislature. They came to a bipartisan, which has never happened in California since the Orange County bankruptcy in 1995 and 4 and 5. That whole time period, 4, 5, and 6, until you know they paid off the loans. We must now heed the warning of the legislative analysts and pass ACR 196 to cut off the governor's emergency powers. Restoring a balance of power will defund our institution and the people of California against executive overreach. More than that, it will advance public health and economic recovery by including the distinctive institutional capacity of the legislature and our government's response. More than that, it will build public health and economic recovery by including the distinctive institutional capacity of the legislature. In other words, it might put some confidence back in the legislature. It might put confidence to the people. Are you kidding me? There's no confidence in your legislature. It's a monoparty system. It's a dictatorship. Here we are. Thank you very much. So now he's got complete power and authority. And, you know, it'd be interesting. And I challenge Kevin Kiley. And listen, this guy's on the ball. He's one of a few legislators who gets it, Kevin Kiley. But I challenge everybody else to see what's next when you do pass it. And you do pass in both. You get agreement for your joint resolution, concurrent resolution as you call it, between the Senate and the Assembly. And you get bipartisan cooperation, and you all say no, no more to this dictator, and you say your powers are over, because you can do that. And that's what this whole thing is about right now. They got to do something to disarm this guy. But I challenge you guys, he's not going to give it up. He's not going to give it up. That begs the question, what's the other part of the plan, right? What's the other part? Because all the people are going to tell them, we still have this health crisis. We got to wear masks. We got a 6-foot space. Right? We must now heed the warning of the LAO and pass ACE, that's Assembly Concurrent Resolution 196, to cut off the governor's emergency powers. Pass it and see if he reacts to it, because I don't think he will. And I think that he's going to come in with some sort of force on all of you. Because that's exactly what dictators at this point do. Let's see. What about that sheriff that was killed in Santa Cruz, right? What about that sheriff? Shocking. Absolutely shocking. That's the story, and I'm sticking to it. Kevin Kiley, great job for Kevin. He's the only one sticking up. But, you know, too little, too late really is the story there. Too little, too late. Now for the real stories going on, right? As if we don't have enough going on. How about this one? This is always a good one. It's going to go along with, of course, the notion, the story of... you know, defunding the police. Daily Wire, watch. White cops and civilians wash the feet of black organizers and ask for forgiveness. I think they do this in many parts of the world, religions like Catholic religion, right? This is from the Daily Wire today. Amanda, I can't say the last name. It starts Prestigage. Coma, priest something or another. Over the weekend, white police officers and civilians in Cary, North Carolina, washed the feet of black community leaders who organized the protest concerning the death of George Floyd as they asked for forgiveness for their white ancestors' sins. Do you believe this crap? TMZ reported that the moving scene from Saturday captured a handful of white folks who came together to clean the feet of black religious leaders, while offering a prayer, repenting for the sins inflicted on black people at large. Of course, they don't want to talk about the current state of slavery that's going on in the United States, perpetrated by these Democrats and black leaders, right? No, they don't want to talk about that. You know, it's called human trafficking. Shocking. Shocking. There's one man with a megaphone leading the prayer. Now, we're going to come back to this. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. So we're talking about white people washing the feet of black people and begging for forgiveness for their sins. As we look through civil rights history, the church has always been such a big part of change. This is from, who is this? So according to Yahoo News, during the walk, okay, I'm going to back up here a little bit. This is the Cary Town Council Mayor, Lori Bush, posted photos of the display to Twitter Sunday. Honored to join the many at the Unity Prayer Walk. Bush said, several stops to pray. Poignant moment when Morrisville, North Carolina, Chief Andrews, shares her family story and pastors and police stop to wash the feet of black community members. She added, ending with the hashtag, Black Lives Matter. No racist inclination there, right? Shockingly, no, right? Shockingly. Of course, they got pictures in the police washing the feet. According to Yahoo News, during the walk, even host Faith and Sobama. Wokama. Faith and Sobama. Soboma and Wokoma. That's the name of a person. Sat down on a park bench, and members of the community surrounded them, washing their feet while asking for forgiveness. As we look through civil rights history, the church has always been such a big part of change. Not that church, but that's okay. Right? And we don't want it to just be the black church or the white church or Asian church, Faith Wokoma told ABC. Yahoo reported, adding, we want the body of Christ to come together collectively. So, there's a video clip. Shocking. Let's get some sound and audio on this one, right?
If it's... Stand in the gap and repent on behalf of Caucasian people.
It's all people.
I guess.
There they are, kneeling down and washing their feet. We knew this is the submission thing that would come, right? Washing their feet. Leading the police officers over here to wash the feet. Unbelievable.
I know we've just heard about one race in all of humanity, but Lord, we stand here, Lord, confessing.
Enough of that stuff. Not everyone was on board with a symbolic event. I don't even have the vocabulary to describe these types of ridiculous performances by white people. LOL mocked the Washington Post Karen Atala. Well, Washington Post, I thought you'd fit right in with this one. No, not. I'm thinking, well, maybe not. And I grew up as an evangelical Christian, she added, so I know how significant feet washing is as a symbol of humility. But I still, well, she thinks it's ridiculous or something like that. Angela Stanton Knight added, dear white people, I'm a black woman that supports the fight against injustice, and I'm not kneeling. In fact, I refuse to bow for any man except God. I want you to stand with us, not kneel in submission. And therein lies exactly what you want to do. Gee, I wonder who's promoting this kind of behavior in a Protestant country. The foot washing business. I have a pretty good idea this Angela Stanton gets it. She understands the significance of standing together. It says, the theme of white people kneeling and asking for forgiveness of their ancestors' sins and for their alleged white privilege took hold last week. Didn't with me. Never will. During a protest over the death of George Floyd, a dozen of white protesters knelt before a group of African-American protesters and asked for forgiveness from past sins of white people, which the leader described as years and years of racism and systemic racism. Right. In response, the black protesters knelt with their white counterparts and joined them in prayer. We're not shaming anybody. We're not humbling ourselves before you, the man said. Well, we're just humbling ourselves before you. I got that one wrong, boy. Because I won't. You brought the thunder and rain today. God, because Satan takes the L today. Father, in Jesus' name, you get the... In Jesus' name, you get the victory. You are the God of reconciliation, one black male at the end of the group said. Yeah, right. Protests over Floyd's... Well, anyway, you get the drift here. Now we got to wash the feet. It's perfect Catholic tradition, right? I don't think the side of my Catholic family is doing that, quite frankly. These are obviously very, very specialized people doing specialized things, right? But let's talk about something that's really cool. Let's talk about why you should never do these things. Why you should never kneel. And what this is leading to. This whole thing is leading up to something, guys. It's leading up to something. And in an article right now that's on newcaliforniastate.com, the title of it is Bowing Down, Surrendering, and Caving by John Wadsworth. The cover picture on the article is The Brown Shirts, SA Unit in Nuremberg, 1929. This is how the article goes. I am seeing something very dangerous. It's not Gavin Newsom, although Newsom's dictatorship is an extremely serious problem. It's not Antifa, even though they are imposing a reign of terror on innocent citizens. And it's not the BLM, although trying to indict non-black people for crimes they did not commit and not guilty of incendiary enough to provoke a race war. And the racial scapegoating they are engaging in against the non-black fellow citizens is morally deplorable and reprehensible. As bad as all those things are, I'm noticing something more dangerous and more troubling. Can you guess what it might be? All you foot washers out there. It's something that could be seen in Germany in the years that Hitler rose to power, and it didn't manifest here until the last 2 weeks. What am I talking about? I'm speaking about the people bowing down, surrendering, and caving to the demands of mobs on the street. They are being told how to bow and show they are in agreement with the mob. They are going along with what they perceive as a popular, politically correct movement, thinking that this will shield them from harm and allow them to live in peace. It won't, and by God, it won't.
Excuse me. Hey, excuse me. I work for Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry. I work for Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry that I scared you. But since I work for that company, my CEO has told me to come out today and to bring you on your knees because you have white privilege. So if they see that a white person is getting on their knees, that shows solidarity for the situation.
She gets on her knees.
The situation. And could you just please apologize for, you know, for your white privilege? Just apologize?
I am. I'm trying to think of the right words to say because that's a big thing to say.
It's big. It
comes from...
It's large in this country. You know, with this country, we have that President Donald Duck, that clown in office. You know, he's brought a lot of bigotry, and you're not a part of it, right?
No. God.
No. And so, you know, okay, you have a great
day. Yeah, you have a great day. Donald Duck. In fact, this is what the citizens of Germany did when Hitler's National Socialists rode to power. I'm telling the playbook is here. We already know what the playbook is on the global scale, guys. It's here. At first, the National Socialists were a minority, but very intimidating and threatening, always in your face, and they could always be found on the streets bullying their opponents, scapegoating their racial enemies, and demanding their rightful place in the world. The average citizen just ended up complying, even though in the beginning of the National Socialist movement, Hitler was almost considered a joke. The Nazis were on the streets known as the SA or the Brown Shirts. People were beat up. They rioted. They got violent. They vandalized. Then, as the people just went along with it, they achieved political power and turned the country into a dictatorship that didn't end until allies liberated them by utterly destroying them. But it all started during the Weimar Republic when Germans turned their backs on God. We'll be right back.
For protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting article we're hearing here. We'll start off with that paragraph and we're going to bleed right into something else here. The average citizen just ended up complying. Now, what we're talking about here is what happened in the Weimar Republic with the rise of the brown shirts. The rise of the brown shirts, which is, I guess you would say, analogous today. These brown shirts to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Notice the coloring, right? Says the kneeling business, and that's the name of this article, by the way. The name of the article is Bowing Down, Surrendering, and Caving. The average citizen, listen to this, says, in fact, this is what the citizens of Germany did when Hitler's National Socialists rose to power. At first, the National Socialists were a minority, but very intimidating and threatening, always in your face, and they could always be found on the streets bullying their opponents, scapegoating their racial enemies, and demanding their rightful place in the world. The average citizen just ended up complying, even though in the beginning of the National Socialist movement, Hitler was almost a joke. The Nazis were on the streets known as the SA or brown shirts. People were beat up, they rioted, and they got violent. They vandalized. Then, as people just went along with it, they achieved political power and turned their country into a dictatorship that didn't end until the Allies liberated them, utterly destroying them. But It all started during the Weimar Republic when Germans had turned their backs on God, embraced all sorts of perversions and depravity, and then finally socialism. Oh, there you go. The sight of people bowing down on their knees to Antifa is truly a deplorable sight to see. It reminds me of what ISIS would do before they beheaded their enemies. Remember those who bow. They are a collection of spineless cowards, fools, and self-centered opportunists. Take note of them because you see them bow today, but unless people wake up and recognize this Nazi communist revolution for what it is, those same people bowing today will be the ones who will kill you tomorrow when they seize power. Ultimately, you will have to take a side. You'll have to choose to either confront this communist revolution or to submit to it. And the sooner you choose, the better. Excellent article. The action or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will of authority of another person, that is what we refer to as submission. I'm going to play something for you right now. Wake up and listen to this.
Reagan, Mr. Reagan.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you and good evening. The sponsor has been identified, but unlike most television programs, the performer hasn't been provided with a script. As a matter of fact, I have been permitted to choose my own words and discuss my own ideas regarding the choice that we face in the next few weeks. I have spent most of my life as a Democrat. I recently have seen fit to follow another course. I believe that the issues confronting us cross party lines. Now, one side in this campaign has been telling us that the issues of this election are the maintenance of peace and prosperity. The line has been used, we've never had it so good. But I have an uncomfortable feeling that this prosperity isn't something on which we can base our hopes for the future. No nation in history has ever survived a tax burden that reached a third of its national income. Today, 37 cents out of every dollar earned in this country is the tax collector's share. And yet our government continues to spend $17 million a day more than the government takes in. We haven't balanced our budget 28 out of the last 34 years. We've raised our debt limit 3 times in the last 12 months. And now our national debt is 1.5 times bigger than all the combined debts of all the nations of the world. We have $15 billion in gold in our treasury. We don't own an ounce. Foreign dollar claims are $27.3 billion. And we've just had announced that the dollar of 1939 will now purchase 45 cents. In its total value. As for the peace that we would preserve, I wonder who among us would like to approach the wife or mother whose husband or son has died in South Vietnam and ask them if they think this is a peace that should be maintained indefinitely. Do they mean peace, or do they mean we just want to be left in peace? There can be no real peace while one American is dying someplace in the world for the rest of us. We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose that war, and in so doing lose this way of freedom of ours, history will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening. Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers. Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Yeah, this is the last stand on earth. New California is the last stand on earth. I want you to understand that. That is a fact. That's what Ronald Reagan is talking about. That was in 1964. He was saying those words. A time for choosing is the speech. In New California, as many of you heard in the first hour, took another turn in that someone else is mimicking and following in the footsteps of New California. Not only is it the new Illinois movement and the new Nevada movement, but it's also the new China State Federation movement. That's right. New China is following our lead. It's following the process of the Founding Fathers. That's all this is. All we've tapped into is the brilliance of the Founding Fathers of the United States of America. That's all we've done in New California, and it's starting to spread. They declared independence from China, the communist Chinese, on the 4th of June. They declared independence. Can you imagine that? They declared independence, following the lead of New California. That's why it's so critically important that New California continue in the same vein as what Ronald Reagan is talking about. We want to be the freedom of the beacon for freedom of hope and liberty and independence. We want that. We will have that. We will be that beacon. And of course, as the Statue of Liberty stands in New York, it stands in many of the minds and of hopeful Chinese and Hong Kongers who want that freedom, liberty, and independence. And they've started down the same path we have been traveling in New California. We will be there. We're there. We're making it happen. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I want to remind everybody that, gee whiz, we've got a lot of things going on here in New California. And, you know, it's an interesting juxtaposition for everybody to be in, I know, but nonetheless, New California is going to certainly be a reality for everybody. And so is the new China State Federation. It's reality, and it's going to be happening. It's going to be happening. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.